Okay, it's 10:48. I'm very tired. But I gotta get up. Ooh. I got a decent day today, so I'm gonna get up, get out there, gotta buy cat food first of all. Oh, I just because I just did these two big shows with Mike, I like to say to any new people that might have discovered this podcast, because you saw me open for Mike, don't listen to the show. It's terrible. It's not a good show. I just record it every day. It's been an endurance experiment. It's been me thinking this would get good by this point in time. I didn't think it was going to still be bad at 288 episodes, but it is. So don't listen. There's a select few people that really enjoy it, and I'm thankful for them. But don't put yourself through it. So if you listen to it, and you're like, well, that was bad. I told you. Nobody's pretending it's good. Got that out of the way. Oh, and yesterday I realized nobody else did. Well, I guess maybe some other people realized and didn't want to bother me. But I guess on Saturday I just uploaded Friday's episode again, and I did record a Saturday episode, but it didn't go up on Saturday. It went up yesterday. But it did get recorded, so the streak has not been broken, in my opinion. As long as I record and attempt to post it, or yeah, that was that still counts. The streak is alive. So I uploaded that yesterday, along with Sunday's episode, and neither one of them were any good. But I'm back home. I'm back in New York City. I feel like today could be a little bit better because I'm home. But probably not. How good could it be? I'm already out of steam. Like, I'm already about to go to the news. So, and how much news could have happened between last episode and this? What are people doing on Sunday? They're relaxing. They're watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh, well, we lost Charles Manson. Rest in peace. No, he's a terrible person. What a piece of shit. How old is he? 83 years young. And was he just crazy? He was crazy. Like, you ever see him talk? He just says a bunch of crazy shit. And then, so should we feel bad for the mentally ill? And the people that followed him, what was up with that? It's, if you're willing to call yourself, I think if you really can get yourself to truthfully, like, not truthfully, but in your, like, you believe that you are like Jesus or some type of God, if you can get to the point where you believe that and you'll say it enough, a couple people are going to follow. It's, yeah, fuck Charles Manson, he's dead. Terry Crews says Russell Simmons asked him to give target of sexual allegations a pass. Wow. What's up with Russell Simmons? All of a sudden all shit's coming out of him. What the fuck did... It's like, why do you gotta be a fucking asshole? I posted a screenshot of an email he said was from entrepreneur producer Russell Simmons that alleged the actor to give targets. Oh, wow. Well, fuck Russell Simmons. This is fucked up. That's, Russell Simmons is in some trouble too, from what I've seen. Him and Brett Ratner. Sorry. Well, then Terry Crews posted it. Now Russell Simmons is a known fucking douchebag. Michigan homeowner shoots two intruders, both found dead. Well, I guess that's why people have guns in their house. They can't, to shoot intruders. Shouldn't break into somebody's house. I gotta say. I always feel like if you're gonna steal from a company, don't steal from a person. Because what's the person gonna do? If they have homeowner insurance, maybe. But who has that shit? I guess homeowners. I have no idea. I don't think about such issues. But breaking into somebody's house, it's fucked up. I think it would fuck my head to shoot somebody though. But if somebody broke in, hey, if I'm in my apartment and there's like home invaders and I had a gun, I guess I'd shoot them. Right? Is that wrong? Or if they broke in and they're like, we just want your stuff. We're going to take all your stuff, but we're not going to hurt you. Then I think it's wrong to shoot them. But I still don't want to lose my stuff. And how you believe them. You know, maybe they are going to hurt you. I don't know why that made a headline into Reddit news, but it did. Look for something. Florida woman accused of killing husband, hiding duct tape body in closet and walling over it. Boy, that's got a smell. I can understand hiding it, like you're freaked out, but you throw it in the, well, it's Florida, there's no basement, but you throw it in a closet. And then, but walling, she went out and got drywall, and made like an extra, like place, like a little room for the body. Think you have enough sense to get rid of the fucking body. Some marriages end rough. State regulators seek penalties against U.S. Steel and Clean Water Act violators at I shouldn't even got into that headline. I was like trying to find the Queen and Prince Philip new portrait for 70th wedding anniversary. You know, I was watching that show The Crown, and this Philip, he must be dead. You don't hear about him at all. I can't believe he's still alive. But they wouldn't have gotten to. I don't know what. I'm not a big fan of the royal family. That's my big problem with that Crown show. People love that Crown show. I find the royal family to be kind of gross. And then they've been married 70 years. Big deal. What were they gonna do? Were they gonna get divorced when she, when what's his name got divorced? Her kid gets divorced and he's like, cut off. You can't be fucking king, you piece of shit. You got divorced. What? Our arranged marriage didn't work out for you. You had to run off with some person who is not of noble blood. So she wasn't gonna do it. Married 70 years. They're just alive. Just say, oh, you lived, you kept living, and you aren't going to get divorced, and you are ridiculously rich and live in a fucking castle. But let's get a new portrait. Let's get a new portrait, because the country people love to support your lifestyle. I don't think people in England like them. I guess there's a bunch that do, but I've talked to people that don't. Okay. This wasn't a good episode. I thought it might be better. Maybe tomorrow. I think tomorrow is going to be good. After I've just been here, I've settled back in. Tomorrow will be good. So I'll see you then. We love you.